Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
When people win a lifetime supply or a year's supply or whatever of something, how much is it really?
It never seems like a lifetime. No. Like, to me, typically, it's like, you've won a lifetime supply of chicken wings or something. Well, and then you realize that it's like, okay, yeah, you win, you know,
a bag a month.
Yeah. Right.
Well, yeah, we did that one where a place that sells wings prominently was having a grand opening and they had people wait on overnight. Because the first 10 or 20 people got free wings for a year. So they did it. It was freezing cold. Now, nobody made them stay out there.
No, no. But it was a blizzard.
It was six a week for the year with other purchase.
Right. So
six wings a week. What's that? 300 some wings.
Yeah. So, yeah. And
that probably cost them
nothing.
I mean, pennies, right?
Yeah. I mean, six wings for a place like that. Even what they charge couldn't be more than like $3 or $4, right? Mm-hmm. Or whatever. I mean, it's not a lot.
I mean, sure, you got to, obviously, you know, people have to be paid and everything.
Yeah, but get those wings for nothing. I mean, they buy them in gargantuan.
Chicken prices are way up, I'm told.
So, yeah, I'm sure now, yeah, it would be, that would be two lifetime supplies.
Okay, I said, this text, or this one. My stepdad won a lifetime supply of WD-40 in the 90s. How much WD-40 was that?
I got to imagine like one flat of cans, right? I mean, that would take care of anybody forever. That would
like
probably
12,
be like...
So like 12 cans.
Yeah, like 12 cans or something. I mean, honestly, that stuff lasts forever, and it's not like you have to
bathe
things in it. It's like spritz, spritz. And like,
it smells so good too.
It's stuff lasts forever. I probably have 5 cans of that in various places.
Yeah, me too.
And not one of them has more than 1% gone.
Steve, did you say it smells good?
It smells so good.
I kind of like the smell
of
WD-40.
It's sweet but oily.
Yeah. No, yeah. I don't disagree. I never thought of it as smelling good, but I always feel like it's nostalgia.
Yeah. Reminds me of
maybe
a
I do
time.
Like it. They sent him 4 cans, 16 ounces each. And then the subnote or the footnote, he died in 2019. Oh. My mom still has 2 cans.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, that.
Oh, yeah.
I never really thought about until I read that. I had never really thought about it. But I think the can I have, one of them is 20 years old. And it's probably 3/4 full.
Yeah, probably.
The thing that I always think about with contests like that, there's somebody at that company, at the WD-40 company or whoever their parent company is. Probably whose sole job it is to make sure that Hank gets his monthly can of WD-40.
I don't know if it's only 4.
He won.
I mean, maybe they sent him 4 and said, if you ever need more, just let us know.
But that'll take care of you and your family forever.
Right.
You know, I never really thought about it before, but you figure that would be a company that would have like a really good strong 2 or 3 years and then just go out of business because everyone already has all the WD-40 they'll ever need.
I suppose that's true. 1-800-947-3979 if you want a lifetime supply or a year supply or a month supply. What was the quantity you actually got? I told you one time about a radio guy we know who was one of the first people to interview the Breathe Right strip creator. Before they were everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was so grateful, he sent him, quote, a lifetime supply. And he ran out last year after doing the interview in like 1994.
It's pretty good, though. That's pretty good.
Pretty good run.
That's a pretty good run. Maybe not a full lifetime, but those things are expensive. So if you can get 30 years out of something, that's pretty strong.
Now, this is a good one. When I was a kid, I won a lifetime supply of meat from a large butcher in my hometown. My dad threw my name in one day, and a few weeks later, we got a call telling us we won a custom barbecue pit and a monthly supply of meat and supplies for life.
But a custom barbecue pit, like the big smokers that you see at the...
I think so.
Pull behind a truck.
Maybe not that big, but maybe a big one like the size of a Weber grill or whatever.
All right.
We got a pit a few days later, and every month we'd get a foam ice chest of various beef cuts, sausages, steaks, and a couple dozen sodas, a bag of charcoal, lighter fluid, and a bag of whatever veggies they had around or something.
That's
amazing.
That's really good.
Even if I got that once, I'd be thrilled with it.
Right?
Yeah, they said really good.
He writes, we were really poor at the time, so this is exactly something that we needed in an enormous way. My dad would have a barbecue every weekend, sometimes several a week. I remember sometime afterwards realizing that I hadn't felt hunger in days or even weeks.
Wow.
For years, we continued to get the monthly supply. There was even one point where the amount of meat and sodas got doubled. We were having a hard time keeping up, but that's a good problem to have. I remember near the time I was going to high school, we got notified that the butcher shop got bought out by a larger national chain, and the parent company just decided to cut us a check to end it all.
Whoa.
We gladly accepted. The check was for around $10,000.
Wow.
By that time, my parents had gone to school and got their degrees and had better paying jobs, so the free food supply was just a bonus. That win helped us a lot when we were poor. Helped my parents generate savings from not having to buy as much food. That's a hell of a prize.
Yeah, that's really good.
That for a year would be cartwheels, much less.
Mm-hmm.
That's who you always want to win the contests. Like whenever we do contests with the radio station now, in the past, like you always want the person that really, really needs it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not the person that just bought a brand new Maserati or whatever.
I was just driving by and saw what you were doing, so I threw my name in there. And
like when Floyd Mayweather's grandma rolled up with her custom car and gold lame on everything and couldn't stop telling us she was Floyd Mayweather's grandma, and then asked for every prize we had.
Didn't she? Because I wasn't there, but I remember you guys saying she had a gold bedazzled hat that said, "I'm Floyd Mayweather's grandmother."
Yes, that's how
it was.
It was
on her baseball cap. She had a very nice,
subtle
trucker cap.
Not a mystery.
It was white with. You're right. It was white with gold, sparkles and whatnot, and said, "I'm Floyd Mayweather's grandmother." And she rolled up in a brand new at that time Chrysler 300. With gold rims and the whole bit, and she wanted free stuff from us.
So what do? We gave it to her. We're like, I don't know, nobody else coming out.
Yeah, here's a magnet, lady.
2004. Nobody even knows us here.
Thanks for coming on out.
We are at a car dealership where they have an inflatable something on the roof, and your job is your credit. And this is a part of town we were told not to go to. So Floyd Mayweather's grandma, take whatever you want.
Yeah, it's 8 a.m. on a Saturday and no one cares.
I'm happy the dunk tank they wanted us to be in didn't show up.
Yeah.
This one, my cousin won a year's supply of Olive Garden. He ate there so much they changed the rules the next year.
Yeah, if I had an Olive Garden near me and won a year's supply, I'd eat there every damn day.
All right, this one. My wife won a year's supply of Dr. Pepper. How many packs of Dr. Pepper is a year's supply, according to the Dr. Pepper people?
I bet a six-pack a week.
That sounds about right to me. I was going to say about a case a month.
Yeah.
It was 12 cases, so hot wing spot on. But they made them take 24 12-packs because that's apparently cheaper for them. I don't know how.
I'd take it. I mean, I'd take anything for free, really.
Right?
I mean, if it's something I would use, I don't want just something I don't need. Like, oh, cool. Thanks.
A lot of people saying they love the smell of WD-40.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's an okay smell.
Go ahead. Go out in the garage, grab that can, just huff. Huff it this morning right before you eat breakfast.
You know what I think part of the reason why it smells so good, because it smells like accomplishment.
I think it is.
Uh-huh.
It's my kind kids, of the, it's kind of the fix-all.
Yeah, like you did something. Like if you can smell that, you know you just did something. I don't know what, but
it's the first step in fixing something. Spray with a little WD-40.
Yeah.
That didn't fix it. Spray it with a little bit more.
Maybe we should throw it away. Well, last week, the boys have three of those little drift bikes. They're tricycles where the back wheels are on bearings.
Yeah.
If they weren't so expensive when they make them for adults and didn't take up so much space, it looks like a blast.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah.
And so they ride those. And I heard this last week. Dad, Caleb, he lives next door. He's one of the boys next door. His dad, his doesn't squeak anymore because his dad put something special on it to make it better. And I looked at him and I said, you think Phil's better than me? Get that thing up here. And I went in the garage and I got my WD-40. Boom. Three squirts on each bike. Silent racing.
Yeah. WD-40 should be paying us for this amazing commercial. Right.
They really should be, you know. Well, how many really, products should have been paying
really
us
pro
over the
WD-40
years?
I
went and got my generic industrial lubricant.
I mean, I'm still waiting for, the big endorsement deal with Little Caesars or McDonald's or Culver's or Jets or, any other place that we talk about with fondness.
Here's the one that I always and still do want to win, and I'm sure everyone listening does. This person, I won cash for life, $1,000 a week lottery about 10 years ago.
Yes.
Every year, I send them proof that I'm alive, and they send me a check for $52,000.
Wow.
What?
$1,000 a week. That's kick ass.
Oh. That is. When they first started doing those, I'm like, oh my gosh, those are great.
I wonder if I'd be like, not, I wouldn't be bummed because it's free money, but if I won that versus a lump sum all at once. Like, because I think I'd want the lump sum. I know.
Well, the lump sum would be nice, but you know what? I mean, that would be great because you go, well, if I ever lose my job, as bad as that would be, I always know I've got $1,000 a week coming in.
And you could just throw it right in savings every year.
Yeah.
If everything else was going okay.
Yeah. That's like having that's like getting paid for a job you don't have.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, you have retirement. Yeah. You know that. That's awesome.
Like you're going to have groceries.
This one kind of sucks. I want a lifetime supply of M&M candies.
Okay.
Now, let's say the person's 35, kind of a random number, somewhat middle-aged. How many bags of M&Ms is a lifetime supply?
Oh, gosh. I mean, you think like a bag a day. Like, we're talking just a regular gas station size bag of M&Ms, probably. Yeah.
They didn't make that clear.
Yeah.
Oh, if it's not the share size, I'm going
to
be so
pissed. Yeah, you would think it would just be easier for them to send the bigger ones, but
I think they sent the bigger ones.
I'm just going to say a nice number like 10,000 because it sounds good, like 10,000 packages.
Yeah. That's I would say, if it's those big ones, I would say a big one, at least 12 of those a year, at least one big bag a month.
I think one a week.
They sent 52 bags all at once.
All at once.
They said, given the U.S. life expectancy of 80 years and the median age of 39, it seems that M&M assumes the average person will eat 5 bags of M&Ms every 4 years for the rest of their life.
The problem is those things go bad. I mean, chocolate doesn't last forever, even like that chocolate. It'll start to white out after. You ever open an old bag of M&Ms?
And they're kind of dusty and they're white.
Oh, yeah. Man, this must have been from Easter like 9 years ago. I wonder if they're good.
I'll still try one just to see.
Here's
this bag still has 10 M&Ms.
Yeah. Okay, I said one more before, but now this is the last one. I was on Press Your Luck in 1983, a game
that's
show.
That's awesome.
Yeah, if you're of a certain age, that was a fun
no
game.
No whammies.
Peter Tamarkin, what a host.
Yeah.
As a consolation prize for losing on a TV game show, I was given a popcorn popper, a little girl's bicycle, and a lifetime supply of Dinty Moore beef stew.
Dinty Moore.
I gave away the popcorn popper as a Christmas present, and I sold the bicycle. When the beef stew arrived, it was how much? How much was a lifetime supply of Dinty Moore beef stew in 1983?
300 cans.
Okay.
I'll say 10 cases.
Boy, yeah. I would say like 100 of their little containers.
When the beef stew arrived, it was one case of 12 cans. I was pissed.
One case of 12 cans?
Then I tried,
12 cans?
Then I tried the first can, and I realized the other 11 would indeed last a lifetime.
But still, a lifetime supply, and they give you 12?
It's like even the company knows, like, you don't look, you do not want to eat more than 12 of these in a lifetime. Take our word on it. We know what's in this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, if you ever want a kind of fun documentary, there was a guy who figured out the not so complex pattern of press your luck and the way the cursor bounced around the board and ended up running railroad.
Oh, man.
Over all of the other contestants and wrecked the show to the point where the producers are like, because the normal person would win like $5,000. And he was at like $350,000.
Yeah, he knew when to say stop.